In the next hour, programming on KCSB could contain profanity, obscenity, or even frank discussions of delicate topics. If you feel this may offend you, please tune out now and return in 1 hour. This is KCSB 91.9 FM, live from Santa Barbara.
Hey, this is Spiral Stairs and from the Rock Van Pavement, and you're listening to KCSB in beautiful Goleta. This is for Tom Bobs.
Did you ever find out who Tom Bobs is?
Never. I've searched high and low.
Oh.
More elusive than Ben Lau.
Oh. I want people to call 805-893-9324-24.
I agree.
But I don't want Patrick to call.
But Patrick is so sweet. Even when he pretends to be Bill Simon.
I bet Patrick isn't actually from Fillmore. He's probably from like somewhere in the San Fernando Valley. Or like Eagle Rock or something.
Eagle Rock? How do you think of that town?
That was where the Weezer video was taken. Oh, that's Patrick.
All right. Let's play some Patrick. Music. Okay, here's some Mates of State, and then we'll have an interpretive dance.
And I'll tell the story about Mates of State. Okay, really quickly, I want to tell a story about that song. It's Mates of State, right?
Yeah.
And what's the song called? It's like, oh, I'm feeling this or something weird like that. But
I got this feeling.
Okay, I want to tell the story really quick. Me and Manoli were in San Diego for the Comic Con, and we're driving around looking for a place to sit or to park, and we're listening to this album over and over again, and I was like, hey, these lyrics are funny. They when this doesn't get any more ghetto or whatever, this can't get more ghetto. And Manoli's like, dude, that's not the lyrics. It's like something different, something like sappy or something. I'm like, no, dude, it's ghetto. And he's like, no way. And I was like, oh, dude, there's a parking spot right there. And he's like, no, there's no parking spot. And we've been looking for a parking spot for like 2 hours. And there was a parking spot, and it was really good. And he passed it up, and someone else got it. So I was right on two occasions, and we parked like really far away. And,
in a very ghetto area.
And he paid like $15 or something. And
it was ridiculous.
Then I almost got mugged on the way home by some zombies. So,
it was terrible. It's a zombie area town.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to do some interpretive dancing.
All right.
And we're going to tell you, I mean.
Would you all introduce yourself in there?
That's kind of like performance art, right? Isn't performance art supposed to be cool?
And my name is Dolly.
Hello, Dolly.
Hi, Brett.
You guys hear that clicking too?
No.
I think something's wrong with the internet.
I think clicking's kind of punk rock.
Okay, continue.
Right, well, we're here to critique a dance by our dancer. What's your name, honey? All right, well, the dance will start now. All right, now she's moving.
Mm-hmm.
Circular motion.
She looks really embarrassed.
Her Even though hips. We can't see her. You can't hear the song?
Oh. She's really embarrassed.
All right, well,
oh,
now.
Yeah, now she's got it.
Her hips are shaking.
She looks confused. Hey, Manoli.
Feet clicking in the air.
I'd really like to play.
At the same time that her hands are moving. What do you think about this, Brett?
Well, I've never seen anything like it before.
I have. Back in 1974, I went to a dance competition, and there's a young woman doing something similar.
We're going to play a song. But, I mean, what's this girl's name? Is it like Kellis or something? We're going to play a song by Kellis mixed with... Who's the other dude?
Who
wrote Ghostbusters? Huey
Parker,
Lewis?
Ray Parker Jr.?
No, Huey Lewis.
No, Huey Lewis in the news.
He
sued Ray
him.
Parker Jr.
He sued him, and then he got credit.
No?
Yeah.
That never happened.
Yeah, play the stupid song, dude.
That's not it.
That's not it.
What about this one? Nope. What about this one again?
No.
No, what is that?
What is... I don't... What? What's
that? That's MC Chris. Okay, here's the real song.
defeated.
Okay, that's it. Let's go.
Yeah, that's it. Let's go.
You're under arrest.
You're under arrest. No!
I thought that my home was my castle, with no one scrutinizing me. No pigs, no lion bitch, no hassle. Y'all are brutalizing me. Can't a man not drink his beer in silence? Can't a man not crudely lie and scream? Can't a man not control his bitch with violence? Y'all are brutalizing me.
What the hell is this? What are you talking about? Speak English. I didn't come from Baltimore. How the hell am I supposed to understand that?
What's that out of the parking lot, Jonathan?
Oh. Oh, now I get it. Oh, these other modern
lovers. You mean that he's a drunk out in the parking lot?
See, these other modern lovers are too smart for me. Okay, they understand.
Oh,
don't you call that a piece of junk.
That's your
car? Now, don't you call that a piece of junk. That's a nice car. It's, yeah, it doesn't go.
I thought you were from Boston.
Well, I am.
Car like that.
Yeah, we're the worst drivers in the country. Didn't you read the statistics?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why this is a special Dodge Vegematic Boston model. Because it doesn't go anywhere, see?
That thing's a wreck.
Well, but I like it. You see, it's sentimental, you know?
Sentimental.
Well, it is. It's sedimentary, too. Do you know that car's been there for 3,000 years and hasn't moved an inch?
It's so sentimental, right?
It's sentimental. Right, and it's made in Monticello. Do you know that it's very important that you understand how these cars work?
Here comes a dump truck to tow it away.
Dump truck, spare that car. Don't you know how fine it are? If you were a Dodge Vegematic, you'd remain static. So I don't see why you think you are so great. Because I got this Dodge Vegematic, and sir, if you want to know the truth, my pleasure is in watching it vegetate. For if I were a Dodge Vegematic, I'd be kind to you. Why not be kind to the Dodge Vegematic too? In fact, I'll meet you at 7 there. Don't be late. We'll sit there and watch my great car vegetate. And you'll enjoy it too. You won't want to take it away in your dump truck anymore. We're going to do this in A. Give me an A, maestro. Well, well, I'm gonna tell you about the car that I just bought. Yeah, it's that Dodge Vegematic there in the parking lot. Well, I'm gonna tell you about the car that I now own. Well, it doesn't go nowhere, it just stays all alone. You know I like it. You know I like it. Hold on. Well, that's my dog.
close friend and buddy, Kurt Hennig, a.k.a. Mr. Perfect. Just want to let you know that you're missed, but you'll never be forgotten. You've always been an incredible friend. We just want you to know that we got your back, Party System style, from the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Hey, Kurt, we miss you, but we know you're in a better place. It's kinda hard as time goes on and I don't see your face. So I'm clinching and I'm holding on to memories. Remember the times rolling strong, just you and me. It's real hard sometimes to keep it going day to day, but I know you wouldn't want it any other way. So I keep it moving, doing what I gotta do. And as a tribute, I'm dedicating a song to you.
You were my perfect friend, right there until the
you
end.
Were my
I'm forever missing you until we meet again. Can't explain this pain, never feel like this. Mr. Perfect, don't you know that you'll be truly missed? You were my perfect friend, right there until the end. I'm forever missing you until we meet again. Can't explain this pain, never feel like this. Mr. Perfect, don't you know that you'll be truly missed?
Mr. Perfect's the name, it'll never be forgotten. As long as Macho's around, I'ma keep your spot in wrestling history, cause you were all about perfection. It's not a mystery that wrestling was the right selection, cause you were one of the best, very high on my list. Not just in the ring, but out of the ring, you're dearly missed. But your name lives on, we carry on your legacy, cause the passion that you left with us lives on in me.
Perfect friend, right there until the end. I'm forever missing you until we meet again. Can't explain this pain, never feel like this. Mr. Perfect, don't you know that you'll be truly missed? You're my perfect friend, right there until the end. I'm forever missing you until we meet again. Can't explain this pain, never felt like this. Mr. Perfect, don't you know that you'll be truly missed?
You remember Mr. Perfect? Was always in command. His greatness was so obvious that all could understand. He brightened up a locker room. He made the time go by. He had personality, gregarious, not shy. He really was perfection. But now he's gone away. We're lucky to have known him, and we'll miss him every day.
Missing you. How much you never know.
Forgotten, no.
You were my perfect
you
friend.
You were right my friend.
Until the end. I'm forever missing you until the end. Can't explain this pain. Never feel like this.
Mr. Perfect, this
don't you know that you'll be truly missed? You were my perfect friend.
It was
until the
what?
End. I'm forever missing you until we meet again. Can't explain this pain. Never feel like this. Mr. Perfect, don't you know that you'll be truly missed? You were my perfect friend, right there until the end. I'm forever missing you until we meet again. Can't explain this pain, never feel like this. Mr. Perfect, don't you know that you'll be truly missed? You were my perfect friend, right there until the end. I'm forever missing you until we meet again. Can't explain this pain, never felt like this. Mr. Perfect, don't you know that you'll be truly missed?
Oh, yeah.
He will be missed.
Truly missed.
Mr. Perfect.
That song touches me.
It does, in more than one way.
That was Macho Man, Perfect Friend.
Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Sorry, in case you missed them up with Macho Man, Kenny G. Before that, Tramversado was six. Galita All-Stars, Regrets. Jonathan Richmond, Dodge Vegematic. Ronnie Dobbs, Rob Dobbs song, sorry. Perry Crip with the Waffle Album. Misfits with the Monster Mash. Punky Brewskis.
I think we got it all cut out.
That's all.
Dude,
that's
we haven't played much tonight, have we?
we've been ridiculous all night. Dude, I feel so unaccomplished.
We're going to get serious here for a moment, folks. This next song we're going to play is a really old song that probably none of you have ever heard.
Unless you're cool SB Ska kids.
Yeah, this is 24 Elsinore. Mm-hmm. This is from a tape that Tim gave me, the lead singer, at a Weezer show like in 1999 when... Like it's a funny story. The song's called Ska Police, and I'm dedicating it to Ryan because he's booking the Mothers and put down that science pole in Arizona.
Phoenix.
Is it Phoenix?
I think so.
I thought it was like Tucson or something.
No, we got moved to Phoenix.
Oh, okay. That sounds good to me, though. So let's play some
thank
Scott,
you.
Scott, please.
Thank you for listening, Ryan. And if any members of Train vs. Otter are listening, we want to urge you to give us a call.
Yeah, he was wondering if you guys released anything. I said no because you guys couldn't get into Sunburst Studio or whatever that. What was that place called?
I think that's what it's called.
Please call in 805-893-2424.
We want anyone to call
us.
Yeah,
we just want to talk to people because I haven't left the house very much.
Please be our friends.
Yeah. No, not really, because I'm really cool. So here's Ska Police, 24-hour listener. This tape, there's like 9 copies of this tape out there.
Aren't you privileged?
Yeah, it's kind of
fun. To hear this.
That's a good song. Ska Police.
Hey, cops, want donuts?
You pay for the donuts. I'll go talk to the cops.
All cops listen to this album. Don't give us tickets.
Usual cars, a fun official, near and far. Just a bunch of kids having fun. But when they show up, the party's done. Not all with guns or knives. Just a bunch of guns around no lives. Heroes to the heavy metal crowd. Don't let the scapolins in your town. Having fun, but when they show up, the party's done. Not armed with guns or knives, just a bunch of guys who had no lives. Heroes to the heavy metal crowd. Don't let the scapolins in your town.
Hello, this is David Sedaris, and you are listening to KCSB in Santa Barbara.
Hi, this is Claudio from Coed in Cambria, and you're listening to KCSB 91.9 FM in Santa Barbara. Woo!
This is Jesse Jackson of the Rainbow Coalition. Listen to KCSB 91.9 FM on your dial, Santa Barbara.
PETA. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. PETA believes that animals deserve the most basic rights, consideration of their own best interests.
This is John Feldman of Goldfinger. The meat industry is making a killing off you and the dead animal on the end of your fork. Stop eating the garbage they feed you. Wake up and start thinking for yourself. The animal you ate for dinner suffered horribly until the day she died. So open your eyes and liberate your diet. Choose vegan. Visit PETA2.com or call 888-VEG-FOOD for a free veg starter kit. Thank you.
Hey, if the lead singer from Goldfinger's listening, I want to let him know that I did not have pepperoni on my pizza today. I actually had a cinnamon pizza, which I didn't even know existed because I was making jokes about cinnamon pizza up until that point. And then Manoli bought a cinnamon pizza, and I had some. All right, let's do some music.
Hi, this is James Brown, soul brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs, because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad.
All day to hear the James Brown Stay in School PSA. Every day I sit and I'm like, I can't wait until Manoli plays the James Brown Stay in School PSA. I memorized the words in my head and I mouse them to myself on occasion, and I'm just like, James Brown, I'm in school because of you. Manoli, please play this PSA for me right now.
Hi, this is James Brown. And you'd be surprised at the number of young people who said they want to be like James Brown. But my advice to them is to first get a good education. Then pursue a career. Don't be a dropout. Join the rest of your friends that are headed back to school.
Caiga un aguacero de yuca y té, del cielo una jarita de queso blanco, y al sur una montaña de berro y miel. Oh, 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 oh. Ojalá que llueva café. Cerro de trigo y maguey, bajar por la colina de arroz graneado y continúe el arado con tu querer. Oh, 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 oh. Ojalá el otro
otoño en vez de hojas secas. Pinta mi cosecha, pitiza alegre. Siembra una llanura de patata y fresas. Ojalá que llueva café.
This on the dough, and then he twists it just like those.
Wow. There's a lot going on here.
That's why we have that window there.
And you want to get us out of the way, because you're getting ready to move that hot thing. Come on over here, Louie. Wait a minute. Here he goes. That's fine. We don't want to get anybody burned here. Oh, my gosh. There go the tiger tails.
That's why we have this window there. All the kids will stand up on this.
And watch you make them.
And watch him make it. So, you know, we've seen, we're on a third generation.
Yeah.
Kids coming in, and they'll bring their kids, and they put them out there and watch Mark make the donuts.
Is the donut business a good way to make a living? Can you make a good living?
It's been a good life for us. I mean, it's tough. It's a very labor intense, but it's been made we've made a good living out of it.
Yeah.
Thanks to our customers, you know, like that. You have to do the volume of business because we're not that expensive. We try to.
Freaking nature.
But that was good though. I liked it.
Mark cannot do that. Oh shit. Mark fast fret that puppy.
Eating everything that's green until I feel I am a freak of nature, and I really suck.
I suck.
I am a freak of nature, and I really suck.
I suck.
I'm running to the grocery store in the nude. All I really want is more food. I'm doing and eating everything I get. Damn it, I'm so fat. I am a freak of nature, and I really suck.
I suck.
I am a freak of nature, and I really suck.
good times roll. Let's go and smoke another bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
I am a freak of nature, and I really smoke. I am a freak of nature, and I really smoke.
Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys, and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
La 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 la.
Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys, and take off your shoes and socks and run you. Run through the meadow and scare up the milking cows. Run down the beach kicking clouds of sand. Walk a windy weather day, feel your face blow away. Stop and listen, love you. Be like a circus clown, put away your circus frown. Ride on a roller coaster upside down. Waltzing Matilda, Carrie loves a kinkajou. Joey catch a kangaroo, hug you. Dandelion, milkweed, silky and a sunny sky. Reach out and hitch a ride and float on by. Balloons down below, blooming colors of the rainbow. Red, blue and yellow, green, I love you.
Bicycles, tricycles, ice cream.
Cowboys and Indians, coffee dozens and pails, beach balls and baseballs and basketballs
too.
I love forget-me-nots, fluff and nutter sugar puffs. I'll hug you and kiss you and love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you. La 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 la. La 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 la.
We'll be right back.
are many sad things. Like a child drowning in a vat of molasses.
Our child ended up in a vat of molasses.
Or if you were to lose the phone number of someone you find intriguing,
I'm sure it's in the laundry.
Or a phone that keeps ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing and no one will answer. Sad like a zero on the LED display of your answering machine.
That's a very melancholy move.
Sad like a photograph of your grandfather at the age of 27. But I believe strongly.
Trying to make a point.
There is nothing sadder than a frog plucking a banjo. That's about as sad as you can be. A frog plucking a banjo. Let us contemplate the sadness of a banjo playing frog. Let us examine the sadness. It's extremely sad.
When the banjo is plucked by the frog.
Frog playing a banjo.
Frog plucking a banjo.
Is the frog aware that he is sad? Well, I'm not so sure you're correct about that.
Why is that?
I really don't think a frog that plays a banjo is quite so self-aware.
I believe.
Is there anything quite so sad?
A frog.
That is kind of sad.
It's really sad.
It's Mike Doty, Frog and Banjo.
From the McSweeney's number nine, I think? Six? Number six.
I think it's six, yeah.
Yeah.
Before that, we had Ghost Hunt with Tunnel of... What's the full title?
I think it's like Tunnel Onyx Deathness. He's playing at the Beko House in June, and we're hoping to get on that show, the Mothers, and yeah.
We good. Before that, Free Design, Love You. Ivy League, Freak of Nature, Cafe Tacuba, Ojala Que Lleva Cafe,
Gringo,
24 Elsinore, Ska Police, and starting it all off, we had Macho Man with Perfect Friend. And I really want to thank AJ for coming in tonight and really mixing up the show.
I want to thank Manoli for letting me screw up the show.
Next, we have... What's
the next, we're going to play...
K the Band.
UIV, or some might recognize these guys from IV. Dr. Howe on bass. Zach. Shoot. I already said Zach, and I don't remember the other kid's name. I hope he doesn't mind.
He won't even be listening.
If you know the name, call up 805-893-2424. Let us know what you think of the show. Like, tell us your least favorite song. That's what I want to hear.
And your most favorite song.
And your most favorite song.
And the song you're like, you can go either way.
And be prepared, because after K the Band, we're going to be listening to Andrew Sings.
Andrew Sings, number one.
Andrew Antone, featured on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Jimmy Kimmel Live. We were there at the taping, weren't we?
Yeah, we yelled and screamed.
And who else? Mila Kunis was there?
And we looked like terrorists.
We did look like terrorists. That was weird.
And Deion Sanders. Neon Deion. That's his name, dude.
I know.
That's
what we call name. Him. Oh, okay. AJ will probably be with me next week if... we're not banned from the station for
we're not. We're
terrible,
not.
Terrible show.
Dude, it's not terrible. It's so good.
It's so good.
All right. These are the last two songs, huh?
Yeah, it's been a long and wonderful trip.
Cool. Please call up and say goodbye to us. Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
And we can say goodnight to you.
All right. Have a great week, everyone.
K the Band, Andrew Sings.
Imagine
that tour. Imagine a tour of K the Band and Andrew Sings.
It would be unstoppable, especially if Andrew Henning and the Mothras led it off, headlined.
I'd be tempted to play both these tracks at the same time. No, let's go.
No, that's a great idea. Shit.
No. Oh.
Shucks.
press table, and then my heart stopped descending to Cho-Cho Sam.
Love you so.